Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 21st edition. Got a seven-game slate for you, and it starts early, folks. It starts at the wonderful witching hour of 1:10 p.m. Eastern time, so keep your eyes open for that one. That's going to get things popping really, really early for everybody. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday. It was a fun full day of action, day games, night games. We nailed the pitching. Hitting was up and down depending on where you locked it in the Discord. The guys were rocking it. Dyer was all over the Cleveland stack early, and it went bonkers. So that was a very, very, very strong move on his part. And it's been a fun run. We're getting close to getting something good in there, and it's free. It's free 99 to go check out the Discord. So I recommend people do that if you're looking for something free. There's a lot of great paid content out there. I'm not going to knock it, but if you're looking for free, that's where it's at. If you have any other questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric, and I'll get you to the Discord. It's free. Just ask, and I'll take care of you. If you give this podcast a rate and review on iTunes, I truly would appreciate it. And if you prefer to watch it on YouTube, you'll give it the old subscribe and the like thumbs up button over there on the Fantasy DGens YouTube channel. For you season-long players and, you know, DFS players can benefit from this. Benched with Bubba podcast coming at you multiple times a week. Bubba and the Bat Flips on Tuesday, Bubba and the Bloom on Thursday, and an occasional guest throughout the week. And Thursday morning, I'll be recording an extra episode with James Anderson of RotoWire, going over all the prospects that have been called up earlier, the Witts, the Julios, the Torkelsons, the Works, you name it, that have been called up, some that are going to be called up, and much, much more with the one and only James Anderson. So hope you guys check that out on the YouTube channel or on your favorite listening platforms, Benched with Bubba. All right, everybody, let's get crack-a-lackin' on this seven-game slate. Again, like I said, it starts at 1:10 p.m. Eastern time. It's seven games on DK, six games on FanDuel, as they did not include the Washington-Arizona game that starts at 4:05 p.m. Eastern time. For some reason, they didn't include it. I have no idea what FanDuel's deal is, but that's what they did. So your totals on the slate: Giants-Mets, 7.5. Yankees-Tigers, 8. White Sox-Guardians, 8. Blue Jays, Red Sox, 9. Twins, Royals, 8. Orioles, A's, 7.5. D-backs, Nationals, 8.5. So there's like three late games that are kind of scattered out through slates, but we're focusing on the seven-game main slate, the early slate, and the totals are pretty low, and that's been the way baseball's been going these days. So it's been fun offensively. Let's nail the pitching. Let's get some bats. Let's have some fun. You're pitching on this slate. You got Dylan Cease, 10-1. At the Cleveland Guardians. Cease has been as advertised so far this season. At least five innings in each start, only one earned in each start, 8 Ks in each start. That was against the Tigers, or at Detroit, home versus Tampa Bay. He's been feeling it, and now you get a Cleveland team, you know, you've been targeting them. It's a beautiful thing to do. They are only striking out 18% of the time versus right-handed pitching. I'll give them that much. They're hitting 295 with a 201 ISO. They're hitting righties well. But like Owen Miller's been a guy that's been hitting well. he's out. Stephen Kwan out. So keep an eye on those things. Maybe Kwan comes back. I know for sure Miller's on the COVID IL, so I have to keep an eye on that one. But check the lineup for the Guardians. Regardless, I love Dylan Cease. He's the highest priced pitcher on the slate at 10-1. He is the play for me. I'll be paying for it. Just like we played for Rodon on Wednesday night, I'll pay for Cease and just see where things go. Joe Ryan at $9,300 is a nice pivot if you don't want to pay up for Cease or you want to pair with Cease. And if you're on FanDuel, Joe Ryan's like 8,200 or 78. There's a couple cheaper guys on FanDuel that aren't as high on DK because I'm writing the free DFS article on RotoBaller, which covers FanDuel and DraftKings. So go check that out for Thursday. But Joe Ryan at $9,300, I love this guy. He had, you know, a rough outing in Seattle on the opener, only four innings, only got 2 runs, struck out 4, but he walked 4. It's kind of one of those things with young pitchers, control, it can be an issue. But we saw the elite Joe Ryan at Boston, of all places, his last time out. 6 innings, 1 earned, no walks, and 7 Ks for 26.5 DK points. And now he gets the Kansas City Royals team. The team has been pretty much ice cold all season. They have like multiple players that are in bottom and ISO in baseball. They don't strike out a ton, 17.6% K rate, but a 223 average, 127 ISO against right-handed pitching. I love me some Joe Ryan in tournaments. I think it's a great way to go, especially if you want to pivot off Cease or pair with Cease. I think it's a definite angle. Kind of how we liked Gilbert on Wednesday night, kind of as an off-the-wall type play. Joe Ryan's there, but I think Ryan's got more upside than Gilbert personally. So I think that's a very, very fun one in his matchup. A popular play, kind of the Merrill Kelly play from Wednesday, the Frankie Montas play from Tuesday, and you know the Musgrove plays. Paul Blackburn, $8,600. It's a massive price increase for Paul Blackburn. He's been 5,200 and 6,400 so far, but he's been great. 5 innings in both starts, 2 runs, 0 runs. Only 3 Ks his last time out, but 7 Ks prior. He faced Toronto his last time out. So you got to give him a little bit of a discount there because guess who he gets to face on Thursday? The Baltimore Orioles, who strike out 26% of the time versus righties, 196 average against .088 ISO. Blackburn's velo's up. His pitch mix has changed. He has been kind of an up and down thing, but he has jumped out the gates here. And I think $8,600 against Baltimore is sweet. Other than that, like you can see people wanting to play Disco versus the Mets. I'm actually thinking we target some Mets bats today. Just going to throw it out there. But Jomo at $6,900, I'll keep using him as they keep dropping his price tag. He's much more talented. He was much better his last time out. 5 innings, no runs, 2 walks, 2 Ks. The strikeouts just weren't there versus Baltimore for some really weird reason because they strike out a ton, even versus lefties. We saw Nestor Cortez the very next day strike out 12 Baltimore Orioles. So Jomo is going to get it going. And the fact his price tag was $8,800 his last time out. Now he's down to $6,900. I'm going to jump back on there if you want to value. I think there's so much more in this kid's arm here. And when you look at the Detroit Tigers versus left-handed pitching, you know, 29.3% strikeout rate versus lefties, a .090 ISO versus lefties. Jomo's got some elite talent. It's kind of been rocky so far to start the season. The control is much better his last start. The strikeouts just weren't there. Now they got to hope that starts to come with it, and Detroit can help really get those things on track. So I think a cheap Jomo at 69 is outstanding. So similar to recent nights, I'm trying to really narrow down the pitcher's pool. I'm just going to focus on a few guys. If they don't hit, the night's over. But if they hit, we're groovy, and we get the bats. So here we got it. Dylan Cease, 10-1. That's where I'm looking. Joe Ryan, 93. Paul Blackburn, 86. Jomo, 69. If some lineups come out, because it is a getaway day for all of these teams, so if something comes out, we might fluctuate and change a few things up here. Like one that is intriguing to me, I want to see lineups, but it'll go virtually unowned, is Josh Rogers of the Washington Nationals going up against the D-backs. Arizona striking out nearly 25% of the time versus lefties, hitting 139 with a .025 ISO. That's one of those kind of massive tournament, like no one rosters him on a small slate and he could throw 6 and maybe rack up some Ks. That could be interesting. He's more of a pitch to contact guy, so that's what kind of keeps me off of him. But the way Arizona struggles so much versus left-handed pitching, it brings Rogers into the forum, at least in the conversation. So keep him in mind when you see things. But right now, Cease, Ryan, Blackburn, Jomo are my main targets. Josh Rogers just on the outside looking in, but he could find his way into some lineups if we see something we like. All right, the bats for this 7-game early slate catcher's position. Sean Murphy versus Tyler Wells at $4,800 is interesting, but I'd rather go to Yasmani Grandal at 41. I like the target Zach Plesac. He has a lot of pitch to contact. So if he's off, it's a shelling coming his direction. If you aren't using Rogers, Carson Kelly has been off to a horrific start to the season, but over his career has mashed left-handed pitching, so $3,500. He was a lot more expensive to start the season. So now you're getting him a discount because of the struggles. Maybe he gets things going. So keep him in mind. I'll keep going back to him if they keep pricing him like this. He hit fifth on Wednesday. Gary Sanchez is $2,800 for Zach Greinke. Love that value. And then our boy Zach Collins is only $2,700 versus Tanner Houck. I love Houck. Don't get me wrong. He ain't long for this game. So Zach Collins should get some nice at-bats in the middle of a Toronto lineup. It's $2,700 as a nice discount. So, yeah, if you want to just punt catcher, Zach Collins, Gary Sanchez, love those. You got a little bit of value there with Carson Kelly. And then if you want to just go up to ground dollar, Salvi, knock yourself out. First base, you got Vladito, always in play. Brandon Belt on his birthday on Wednesday went deep, belted. So he's an intriguing play, but up to 5,600, I'm not really looking to that. I'd rather go to Pete Alonso, honestly, at 54. Disco's been okay. He hasn't gotten shelled, but he's not going deep into games. Not like striking a lot of dudes out, so lots of balls in play. The Giants' bullpen's been getting taxed of late. Lots of doubleheader on Tuesday, Wednesday's game. They've been getting used a good amount here. So Pete Alonso at 54, a little Met stack is quite intriguing. If you want to save some money at the position, though, Anthony Rizzo's 43. He went deep again on Wednesday, and it's the return of Michael Pinata tonight to baseball. He started spring training late because visa issues. Made two starts in AAA to get ready for this appearance. ERA close to 6 in 6 innings. So he got hit around like Pinata does. So Rizzo at $4,300 would be a nice little value in your Yankees stacks. Cheaper plays, if you don't believe in Jomo, Torkelson's 32. Christian Walker against Rogers is 3K. So Arizona's a cheap stack if you want to go there. I'm just not forcing the issue in that matchup. If you want to fade Dylan Cease, because most people will be on him, Josh Naylor at 27 is a bit of a value. I'm just not looking to get cues. If Cease gets shelled, I'll just kind of take the L on that one. Like if you're doing 20 lineups or something, you're going to definitely put a Cleveland stack or two out there. There's no doubt about that. If you're doing three maxes like I usually do or single entries, I'm not getting that cute. I'll get cute with some stuff, but not that cute on this slate. Second base position, you got Ketel Marte switch hitting versus Rogers at 49, but Jonathan Scope off to a slow start. He's $4,300 versus Jomo. Gleyber Torres at 39, but Jeff McNeil is one of my top plays here. Second base outfield eligible, $3,800, swinging a really, really good stick for the New York Mets. He's got 8 or more points in 4 straight games. He's hit safely in 3 of his last 4, really putting it together for the Mets. $3,800 for Jeff McNeil. Jorge Polanco keeps hitting. He let off on Wednesday, hits in like the top 5 every day. He's $3,800 against pitch to contact Greinke. Tony Kemp, if you're fading Wells, is 36, but Nicky Lopez at 35 is a good value. If you are stacking Arizona versus Rodgers, again, Yanni Hernandez is $3,500, stole a bag on Wednesday. He'd be super contrarian if you want to. Again, don't force the issue here, but he would be a massive, massive contrarian type play at $3,500. And then other than that, not a ton that was standing out to me earlier when I was perusing the price tags, except Espinal of Toronto, Santiago Espinal, $2,100 going up against Tanner Houck. Espinal's met 8th or 9th most days, putting a pretty nice stick together there for only $2,100. It's a nice value at his price point. And then, yeah, that's it. Third base position, you know, Devers at 56 is fine. If you aren't using Dylan Cease and you're not stacking Cleveland, which is totally fine, I still endorse a J-Ram one-off. Like I mentioned earlier, how Dyerwerk was in the chat this morning, the Discord on Wednesday morning, talking about Cleveland going up against, no one rostering Cleveland, basically. I was like, okay, that's interesting. I said, I would love a J-Ram one-off, maybe put some Miles Straw on there. I wouldn't go a heavy stack. A heavy stack would have been beautiful. But like J-Ram's almost matchup proof. So you can get him at $5,500. At virtually no ownership because people will be on Dylan Cease. And those are the kind of game-changing plays that could be tremendous. If Cease gets rocked, it'd be hard to believe. It's possible because it's baseball. It'd be hard to believe that J-Ram did not have a influence on anything that happened to Cease if Cease got rocked. Let's put it that way. Some cheaper plays, Eduardo Escobar at $4,900 against Disco. If you're stacking against Disco, that's a nice play because most will not go to Escobar. He had another double or two tonight, so keep an eye on him. Matty Chapman in your Toronto stacks is good. Jake Berger, if you're fading Plesac, is a nice lower-owned piece of Chicago at $3,700. But other than that, like if Jake Vossler gets in the Giants lineup, he's $2,800. Nice punt play against Carrasco. Not a must. Bobby Witt Jr. is down here at 26. He's always worth a look. Gio Urshela hit in the middle of that Minnesota order at $2,100. So there's some cheapies down here. They're not must plays. They're not locked-in cash plays, but decent punts if you need them. Shortstop, Tim Anderson's one of my favorite plays on the slate at $5,900. Love him against Zach Plesac. You can keep raking. He even got a double off of a Bieber today. Like he finds ways to get hits. Lindor is crushing it. He's 57. He'd be a main piece in my Mets stack if I decide to go that way, which I'm leaning heavily towards. Some cheaper options though, just slide to mid 4K and below. It's shortstop's not great. Like Elvis Andrus, 3,500. I don't feel good about that. Jorge Mateo at 23, Nick Gordon at 21. Those would be two okay punts, especially Gordon was like leading off or hitting fifth the other day. So keep an eye on where he's at in the lineup. So those are a couple punts for you if you want. But for the most part, like I want Timmy Anderson. I want Lindor. I want Bichette. I'm paying up a shortstop on this slate. Outfield, Lubob. Love Lubob. Love him almost every slate. But Juan Soto is my favorite payup spot. 5,800 for Zach Davies. Love the Nationals this evening. Josh Bell left hurt, so we might not be in the lineups. Keep an eye on that, which means I totally skipped over him. He went over to first base when Bell went out. Lucius Fox went to play third. I'm not worried about playing Lucius Fox. But a value at third base is Mikel Franco at 2,800 bucks. I like that value a lot at the third base. If you're not paying for J-Ram, Mikel Franco is a very strong play for me. Outfield, though, Lubob mentioned Juan Soto. Love Juan Soto at 58. Some cheaper plays, though. And keep an eye on lineups again, like I said, because J.D. Martinez left Wednesday's game, never came back. Springer left as well, so you might get those guys resting. So, like, Toronto will probably get Tapia and Zimmer in the outfield. Boston, JBJ, so maybe not the best things in the world, but stuff it might move the lineups around. So keep that in mind. Aaron Judge at 52 versus Pineda is interesting for sure. Don't mind Whit Merrifield. I'd like him a little cheaper, though. Giancarlo at 49, I like a lot at that price point. Again, if you're fading Dylan Cease, Miles Straw is a good one at 46. He's just pesky, gets on, scores runs, racks up points. Benintendi at 43. If you're fading Joe Ryan, just keep playing Benny at his value. Gavin Sheets hit in the middle of the White Sox lineup on Wednesday. If he's got a good spot again at 4K versus Plesac, that's not too shabby. If you're fading Blackburn, Mullins is only $4,000. I like that quite a bit. Like that a lot. Brandon Nimmo, I mentioned Jeff McNeil at 38. Nimmo at 39 is very, very sweet as well. Nimmo has put up 8-2, 18-16, 8-0, 14-13. He's hitting 357 so far this season. He's hit safely in all but two games so far. I love what we're seeing from Nimmo. Plus, he walks a lot. He gets on base. He's showing some power. He's going to score some runs. $3,900 from Nimmo. Like him, our boy Lord is still only 38, still a bag. Had a big game hitting cleanup with Teoscar out on Wednesday, so keep him in mind. Also, going down to the mid 3Ks and below, love Aaron Hicks at $3,400. One of my favorite values in the outfield. He's been leading off the last few days, and he's producing in big double-digit DK points. So Aaron Hicks in this matchup, if you believe Pineda is the pinata, Aaron Hicks should be a part of it at $3,400. Cheaper plays though, like I mentioned, you got Hummel for Arizona at 31, Bradley Zimmer at 31. One of the better values outside of the $3,400 Hicks, Jock Jams, Jock Peterson, $3,100. He gets the starts for right-handed pitching. It doesn't matter. He took Miguel deep. He had a big RBI double today. He hit safely in one, two, three, four, five, six, seven of the last eight games with multiple hits in five of those games. He has double-digit points in three straight games and five of his last six. Massively productive against right-handed pitching. So Jock Jams at 31, nearly cash viable the way he's swinging it right now, so keep him in mind. Anthony Santander at 29 is a good value against Blackburn if you're fading Blackburn. I mentioned Josh Naylor if you're fading Cease. I like that a little bit at 27 hundo. And then other than that, it just depends on if you're going full fade of some of the chalk because, like, you got – Trey Mancini's $2,400. He's struggling, but it's a great value if Blackburn scuffles. Nick Gordon's 21. Mentioned him earlier. So check the lineups and see what pops up, as there should be some getaway day value for sure if you need it. All right, let's recap the pitching for you real quick. You got Dylan Cease at 10-1, Joe Ryan at 93, Paul Blackburn at 86, and Joe Montgomery at 69. Josh Rogers just missed the big four. Just going to say that. Watch the D-backs lineup. They are horrific versus left-handed pitching. So Rodgers could be an interesting, sneaky one at that. If you're stacking things up, I do like the White Sox versus Plesac. I think the Mets versus Disco is a good one. And if I'm telling you to stack against the Giants, it doesn't work all the time. No, but I just have a – Disco looks off right now. And I'm hoping I'm wrong. He looks off right now, though, so keep an eye on that. Love the Yankees versus Pinata. I think that's a big one because then you get into the Detroit bullpen as well. So that could be good. That Toronto-Boston game's got the highest total on the slate, Gossman versus Houck. I love both those starters. Highest total on the slate. So keep that in mind if you want to be contrarian. That could be fun. Minnesota versus Greinke. I'll keep attacking Greinke till the sun goes down. So that'll be fun. And then, you know, you could go Oakland. Love me some D-backs, though, in this one versus Zach Davies. That's a fun one. So D-backs, Yankees, White Sox, Mets. D-backs, Yankee. Here's my order. Yankees, D-backs, Mets, White Sox. In that order is how I prefer to stack up on this slate. Then I mentioned my pitching we have. Should be a lot of fun. All right, if you guys have any questions, again, I'm on Twitter at BDendrick. I'm writing the free DFS article, picks article on RotoBaller for Thursday. That'll be coming out early Thursday morning. Give this podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, a rate and review on iTunes. If you could, if you like to watch it, go to the YouTube, the Fantasy DGens YouTube. Give the old subscribe and thumbs up as well. Bench with Bubba, your season-long fantasy baseball content coming at you multiple times a week on Thursday morning. Recording a special edition with James Anderson of RotoWire, talking all things prospects that have already got their start, maybe will be getting their start, and much, much more. So come check that out. And if you want to get in the Discord, it's free. Just let me know and I'll get you in there. So hope you guys have a great Thursday. Remember, this game thing starts bright and early, 1:10 p.m. Pacific time. So get your lineups locked and loaded for some day baseball action. I'll be back with you guys on Friday with the big Monster Friday slate. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 21st edition in the books. I'm out.
Start battery month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.